The Gospel reading from Luke. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their heads to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to the hands of sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. This is the gospel of grace. Thanks be to God.
On Holy Saturday, my friend Malkaz Tsongelishvili and his Peace Cathedral Church in Tbilisi, Georgia, observe the Great Easter Vigil, which dates back to at least the 2nd century and has been kept under every reign and every regime from Caesar's Rome to Stalin's Soviet Union. In it, the faithful recount the steadfast resistance story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were thrown into the fiery furnace for refusing to bow down and do obeisance to the king of Babylon. They were delivered. One, like the Son of Humanity, was with them. Yet even before they knew they were to be saved, the three holy children sang a song of defiant faith before the burning flames of fire, a song which is recounted in the ritual. Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of our ancestors, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. And blessed is your holy and glorious name, praiseworthy and exalted above all for all ages. Blessed are you in the temple of your holy glory, praiseworthy and glorious above all forever. Blessed are you on the throne of your kingdom, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. Let the earth bless the Lord, praise and exalt above all forever. And all you mortals bless the Lord, praise and exalt above all forever. Easter is the church's proclamation of the power of God that is with us in the Son of Humanity, Jesus Christ. A power that is far above all other earthly and heavenly and even hellish powers for all ages, forever. It is the power of life over death, good over evil, hope over despair, the favor of heaven over the fires of hell. And it is the power of God's resurrection over all of the powers of this world's persecution, prosecution, and condemnation. And whether we sing it well or not, I always sound better in a crowded sanctuary with Bradley Reznicek on the organ, trumpets in the sanctuary, and this chancel choir singing back up behind me. It is the power of the one we sing of in our opening hymn of procession and also profession. Let every kindred and every tribe on this terrestrial ball to him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. God is the Lord of all this earth. God is the Lord of all the heavens. And God is the Lord of all our lives. Our friends in Alcoholics Anonymous and other 12-step programs call God their higher power. The language comes from St. Paul's epistle to the Romans, in which he says, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. A higher power was at work raising Jesus Christ from the tomb 2,000 years ago. And that same higher power is still at work, raising us even today. The very same Spirit of God which raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in us too. And it has the power to raise us from the dead unto the living also as well. God is our higher power. God is our salvation. God is the agent of our reconciliation and resurrection. God is the force for our transformation. And God is the one worthy of all our ultimate honor and exaltation. God and God alone. For there is no power but of God in heaven or on earth or under the earth. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, those were their slave names. Their real names were Hananiah and Mishael and Azariah, and they really ought only to be known by those. These three holy Hebrew children refused to bow. They refused obeisance before the king of Babylon. For God was their king and their Lord, and to them the only one worthy to be blessed, praised, and exalted above all forever. And the great Easter vigil remembers Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah because the Church of Jesus Christ throughout the ages has always needed to be reminded of the brave faith of those holy three standing before the red-hot flames of that burning fire. The church has always, throughout the ages, needed to be reminded. And we need to be reminded now, even as we face the flames of our own fiery furnaces and orders of obeisance from our own kings of Babylon. The reminder message is this, and you can almost put it on a bumper sticker. God is our God, our higher power, Lord of all life and death and life to come. God is our God and God alone, and we must obey God. We can honor the emperor, and we should, and we will. But when emperors would have us to do things that will betray our conscience or convictions about God and those made in the very image of God, then we must decide that we are going to have to obey God and not bow down. That is what those three holy children have to teach us, and what the church would have us to remember every Easter in every age. The three holy children are our teachers, and a fourth who is like a son of humanity. We have other teachers also. One which we will learn from in a film screening on Tuesday night, Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, is Thursday. And in preparation on Tuesday, we are going to screen a film about Pastor André Trocmé and the Le Chambon Protestant village in Vichy, France, which sheltered thousands of Jews fleeing Nazi persecution in the 1930s and 1940s. The film is titled Weapons of the Spirit, a phrase taken from Pastor Trocmé's first sermon given after France's fall to the German Reich. It was a word worthy of the three holy children's brave and defiant faith. Hear his words. We face powerful heathen pressures on ourselves and on our families. Pressures to force us to cave in to this totalitarian ideology. If this ideology cannot immediately subjugate our souls, it will try at the very least to make us cave in with our bodies. The duty of Christians is to resist the violence directed on our consciences with the weapons of the Spirit. To love, to forgive, to show kindness to our enemies, that is our duty. But we must do our duty without conceding defeat, without servility, without cowardice. We will resist when our enemies demand that we act in any way that goes against the teachings of the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ compels us to resist those who would wish to subjugate our souls and to have us betray our consciences or betray our constitution. We must not cave. We must not bow. We can be kind. We can be loving. We can give honor where honor is due, and we will. But brothers and sisters and kindred, we must not bow. We must stand strong, for God is our higher power. God is the higher power, and we must obey God. In the Bible, the Greek word we translate resurrection is anastasis. Anastasis. Say that with me. Anastasis. Now you learn something. It can be translated resurrection or rebirth or revival. If you can't preach that on Easter Sunday, you can't preach. But there's one other way of translating it that I like even more. And that is uprising. Uprising. When Mary and the other woman came to the tomb early on Easter morning, they were expecting a cold, lifeless body, but behold, there had been an uprising. Herod ordered the doors sealed shut and the tomb guarded tight, but an earthquake shook and an angel appeared and the body wasn't there because there had been an uprising. And when the early church in the book of Acts was told that they had to shut up and be quiet and quit preaching about this Jesus being raised from the dead, they told the authorities that they would not quit preaching because there had been an uprising. And in the great Easter vigil, when Hananiah and Mishael and Azariah are told to bow down before the king of Babylon, they refuse because they are a part of an uprising. And when Hitler tried to deport all of the Jews from France to the camps, thousands were saved by a little French village because they would not cave but were a part, had decided to be a part of an uprising. Beloved, there is a resurrection. There is an uprising. So we refuse to bow down. We rise up instead. Jesus Christ refused to bow down. He preached and he taught and he refused to be quiet. He said, I worship a higher power. I am a higher power. And they crucified and buried him on Friday, but early on Sunday morning, there was an uprising. For his higher power raised him up. And now for all ages, forever and ever, he is risen, and he is risen indeed. In that great getting up morning, uprising, Christ the Lord is risen today. Let all of the powers and principalities of this present age and all of the ones to come take note. There is a higher power, and he is King of kings and Lord of lords and God of all gods. And before this God and this God alone, we will bow down. Praise and exalt be our higher power above all, forever and ever. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, Mother of us all, and together all of God's people do say, Amen.